Ohio Midrash and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Lindsay Williams, and we're going to be talking about what is going on financially. But I really have to comment on the speech that was given by President Obama last night, and he certainly has a magnificent form of delivery. He's very, very convincing. But as he said, this problem was created by the big banks, but we're going to give them more money so we can get them lending. Ladies and gentlemen, we've given them all sorts of money, and if you really go into the background, we've given the banks a great deal of money, not just the TARP funds, but other various programs, and they've actually cut back on lending. Why would they cut back on lending when we've given them all this money? Well, Henry Paulson, of course, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who got his originally TARP funds from Barney Frank, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Why, Henry Paulson, when he gave all that money to the banks, just forgot to tell them they had to lend it out. So they actually cut back on their lending. Now, why would they do that? Why, because they want to precipitate this incredible crisis, because the leading banks in the United States are tied into a cabal. It's called the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers. Less than 5,000 people who control the financial destiny of our world. And what is their objective? Why, to create a world government. And they are creating this crisis at this time in history because that's what they want to do. And all you have to do is read Henry Kissinger's January 9th of 2009 article in the International Herald Tribune called A Chance for a New World Order. And he will tell you this is an opportunity. And he made the same statement on the floor of the stock exchange, and the number of people, Gordon Brown over in England, Prime Minister, has talked about this wonderful opportunity. That's why they're crashing the economy of the whole world, because they're using this. They're on a timetable, and we don't know exactly what the timetable is. Their leader, their great leader, understands what this is all about, but they are intentionally cutting back on lending to create this whole financial crisis and bringing the whole world economy down. And we're not going to try to solve it. In fact, we're doing everything we can to perpetuate it, but we can't tell the American people, oh, my goodness, you know, they're probably of $3 or $4 trillion worth of mortgages out there that are faulty here in the United States that are going to bring this whole structure down, and we're not trying to address it. Oh, they're talking about putting up $250 billion, but of course it's only going to be for FHA mortgages. But they've got to give you common people out there, the idea that they're doing something. And so we're going to spend, well, we come up with $787 billion spending bill, but most of the construction projects won't come into effect until at least next year, and then we're going to buy American, only buy American if the law doesn't suggest we've got to keep our tariffs down, and the law does. So we're going to make jobs, all right, jobs in China and jobs in other countries that make steel, but of course they're going to be able to undersell us, and after all, you wouldn't want to pay more for American products, would you? Just to keep Americans working. And after all, if you're a protectionist, why, that's a terrible thing. You have to think of globalism, which, of course, is the reason why we're intentionally transferring our manufacturing overseas. This is what it's all about, is to actually transfer America's manufacturing and America's wealth and lower our living standards, but they can't tell you that because you wouldn't understand. You're so circumscribed. You're only concerned about yourself. You're selfish. But they, the elite, are really altruistic. You know, they want to redistribute your wealth. Shouldn't you want to help those in other countries who are so impoverished? And haven't we helped to raise their living standards? And we have, as we've shipped millions of jobs, at least 5 to 6 to 7 million American jobs overseas. Well, and it's been done intentionally. We give the companies, the corporations, a tax break if they move overseas. They just don't have to pay taxes. But if you're an American and move overseas, why, you still have to pay taxes. But if you're a corporation, why, you can go over there and you get all sorts of benefits from our government, and then you can bring your products back here and undercut your competitors, and that's why our jobs are moving overseas. It's very simple, but nobody wants to tell the American people. And with that as a background, Lindsay Williams, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and thank you for allowing me to be with you today to update your audience on what the elite are doing, according to what I was told back about 6 months ago. What are they doing right now? So,
almost nine months ago now. It was what, in June they called you, because I talked to you in July of last year, but go ahead.
Well, there are very few people on the face of this earth who have had the opportunity to live with the elite. And I actually did a number of years ago, for 3 years' time, had an opportunity to know personally many of the elite of the world, and have kept in touch with them over the years. And then, of course, as you just said, back about June of 08, I had a phone call, and an individual told me everything that the elite plan to do for the next year to a year and a half, and they have done exactly, to the letter, just what that gentleman said was going to happen. Now, I have had the opportunity to update over the past 6 months a number of times your audiences as to how they're carrying out their plans. So since the time is getting away, I'll just go right into what they're doing right now. First of all, I'm going to begin abroad, outside the United States of America, and tell you what they've done within the past week. I mean, this thing is so accelerated, Dr. Stan, until, well, here goes. The government of Dubai, one of the things that I asked this gentleman when he called me back about the middle of June, he said that the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Well, it has gone to as low as $33 a barrel. So they're doing exactly what they said they were going to do. And one of the questions I asked him was, I said, that beautiful five-star city over there in Dubai, how is this going to affect OPEC and the oil-producing countries of the world? He said it is going to put them into bankruptcy. At the time that I first said that on your program, it was $147 a barrel for crude oil, and literally people laughed at us. Laughed at me, I should say, when I dared to say that the price of crude oil was going to $50 a barrel. Well, it did, and went below that. And I asked him, how is this going to affect Dubai? Well, it did this past weekend. This past weekend, Dubai borrowed $10 billion.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web, Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web, Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web, Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our web skipping or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our...
Why? The country is, well, that big, beautiful five-star city has shut down. They've canceled their concrete contract with an American supplier. They've given out of money, and sitting on the airport parking lot in Dubai City is approximately 3,000 automobiles that are abandoned. Now, folks, I'm going to bring this, first of all, to foreign countries and how it is affecting them. And then as the program goes along, I'm going to come down to the United States of America and show you what is being affected here, and then wind up with what you can expect in the future. Now, how I'm going to put all that into 45 minutes, I don't know, but I'm going to try my best. So first of all, Dubai City, why? Why 3,000 automobiles abandoned sitting on the airport parking lot? Because, you see, in Dubai, and in the Arab world, if you don't make an automobile payment, they don't just come after the automobile. They come after the automobile and the person. And if you don't make a house payment, they come after the person and the because you didn't make the mortgage payment. So these workers went to Dubai to build that beautiful five-star city, never anything like it on the face of the earth, ever been built. And they were making these big salaries. All of a sudden, crude oil prices go to below $50 a barrel. The construction on the city stops. And the workers don't have a job anymore. They bought these Mercedes Benz. They bought the fancy automobiles of the world. And they say, wait a minute, if I don't make my payment next month, they don't just come after the automobile like they do in America. They come after the person also. They parked them, left the keys in them, sitting on the in the airport parking lot in Dubai City. They say there's over 3,000 automobiles sitting there abandoned. The people got on the airplane and left before they came and got them and the automobile. Well, let's go a little bit further now. Just the other day, OPEC financial oil ministers met, and after their meeting, they made the following statement. In 4 months' time, 2.5 trillion, now you did hear me correctly, $2.5 trillion has been lost by OPEC, oil-producing countries of the world. Now, that doesn't just include the Arabs. That would include everything from Argentina to other countries of the world that produce oil who are members of OPEC, and they've lost $2.5 trillion in what? 4 months. You heard me exactly. That's what has happened. That means that the American dollar is not floating around being used like it used to. So what is happening? It happened last weekend. The second country on the face of the earth to declare bankruptcy happened on last Friday, Latvia. Oh, you say, well, what does Latvia have to do with this? No, they don't have a lot of natural resources. The country of Latvia made itself a financial center many years ago, and as of last Friday, it collapsed. The government of Latvia, one of the financial centers of that part of the world, of Europe, and listen to what's happening over there. They said that the hospitals and schools are closing throughout the country under great threat. Local administrations find their budgets reduced as much as 40%. The government salaries have been cut in 25%. This happened in 1 week's time, folks, because Latvia had to declare a collapse. Meanwhile, the country's export-driven economy, which burned red hot during the wonderful times that we had a few years ago, now it is ground to a halt. Unemployment has rocketed in Latvia, while those who have managed to hold on to their jobs are receiving significant less in pay. Construction, real estate, farming, as well as other sectors are teetering. That's the second country. The first country to declare bankruptcy was Iceland. That's right. Iceland doesn't have much in the way of natural resources, so it had made itself a financial center. It was the first to collapse. Now, Latvia collapsed. Are you ready for the next country? That's correct. My wife is from Europe, and she had a phone call last weekend from some people in her country, and they said, if you live in the Ukraine, oh, there we go again, another country collapsing abroad. Watch this, folks, because this is coming home to America, and I'm going to bring it home in just a minute. In the Ukraine, if you went to the bank to get cash out this morning, you couldn't get it. That's correct. Nobody in the Ukraine is allowed to withdraw any cash from the banks today. As of last weekend, they said no cash withdrawals from the banks in Ukraine. Now let's go to Russia. Every bit of this, folks, is a result of what I was told 6 months ago. Dr. Stan allowed me to break the news on his show, even though it sounded so outlandish that it could never possibly happen. And Dr. Stan, I will be eternally appreciative to you for allowing me to tell something that sounded so outlandish merely because it had come from one of the elite who told me what they planned to do in the next year or year and a half. Now let's go to continue.
Well, I think, Lindsay, the most important thing was it was planned, and they were able to tell you last June what was going to last June exactly what was going to happen. And so they knew, and this is all manipulated. People have to understand this is not happening by accident. They planned this thing. It's being carried out, and they're destroying the economy of the world. You go right ahead.
So, yes, you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. They planned it. They knew in advance what they were going to do. I was told 6 months ahead of time what their plans were. This means that they had probably had it planned for years. All of this, everything that's happening in the world's economy today, folks, everything Dr. Stan says on his show is true. Please, I know sometimes it sounds so outlandish, and you say, how can this possibly be? It is true. I lived with these people for 3 years and was told 6 months ahead of time what their plans were. Now I'm going to go ahead with what's happening. Let's look again. Hungary's forint fell. That's their currency. Fell to an all-time low on Monday. That's this week. Listen to what happened in Poland. Poland's zloty slumped to the lowest in 5 years. Back 2 years ago, it was $2, two zlotys to $1. Today, it's $4.50 to $1. What's happening? As a result, Eastern Europe and Central Europe are in a tailspin, literally. Listen to this. Investors are beginning to ask whether Germany is going to have to pay off the and rescue Eastern and Central Europe. This is how drastic this thing is coming abroad, the financial centers outside the United States of America. This is not just the United States of America that's having the problem, folks. This is a worldwide calamity that is taking place. And in Hungary, in Poland, their currencies are collapsing. This comes directly from people that live there who contacted my wife and gave her these things. And now Germany may have to bail out all of Central Europe. Let's look at Russia. Russia last week closed its currency market and stock market time after time because its currency is in so much trouble. Now, how is this affecting other countries that don't even produce oil? You see, what these elite have planned is going to affect you right here in the United States of America. It's also affecting China. Listen to how this is affecting. It is. China, 70,000 Chinese factories have closed. You heard me correctly. 70,000 Chinese factories have closed. 28 to 30 million Chinese workers are out of work, and they're even having some riots, even though you aren't hearing much about it in the United States of America. Our media is not covering it that much. This, look at Japan. Toyota sales dropped 25% last quarter. Japan's GDP is down 12.5%. And now, all of these countries are in the same trouble. And, okay, that's enough for abroad. I'm going to stop right there. For lack of time, I won't go anymore. You'll have to get my DVDs or CDs if you want to hear the rest of what's happening abroad. But now let me come to the United States of America. Let's come down to where we are right here. This is affecting us. The elite have pulled the drawstrings on America, and it matters not what our president said in his speech this morning. Dr. Stan, I'm so glad that you gave that before I gave what the elite told me 6 months ago, what we're actually seeing happen before our eyes. Every bit of this is planned, and now let's look at the United States of America and see how this is affecting us. We've talked about abroad. Now let's come to America. Corporate profits announced as of Monday of this week. Now, this is this week, people. Today is the 25th, Wednesday, February. This is this week this was announced. Corporate profits. Macy's profits are down 59%. That's right, the big department store. Target. You probably shop at Target from time to time. Target profits are down 41%. JCPenney, down 41%. Office Depot lost $1.5 billion. Now, let me come down to right where we are. Do you know that your state is being drastically affected by this and the United States government? Imagine the tax shortfalls that are going, taxes. Yes. You know, this thing goes much deeper. Dr. Stan, when this individual told me back in the middle of June that they were going to bring the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel, and now they've carried it, my mind immediately ran to how is this going to affect every facet of our society. All right, Macy's profits down, Target's, JCPenney, Office Depot. Can you imagine 3 months later how this is going to affect the tax shortfalls of the United States federal government? And the state government, there is no way that our government can keep giving this money away like they're doing, bailing out banks and trying to save AIG and everybody else imaginable. They can't do it. The taxes alone that are going to be lost as a result of profits on corporations falling and at the gas pump. Imagine the price of gasoline was $4 to $5 a gallon. It's gone down now to $1.50 to $2 a gallon, depending on where you are in the country. And as a result of this, the taxes have also gone down that the federal and state governments receive because of that gasoline. Can you imagine the billions and billions of dollars, maybe even trillions, in tax shortfalls that the federal government and the state governments will not receive because of corporate profits falling? The gasoline price is going down at the gas pump, and it usually doesn't show up for 2 to 3 months on the ledgers of the federal and state government. And this gentleman said to me, he indicated that it would be approximately months, a year to a year and a half, and he said, Lindsay, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. And how is it going to begin? The first thing you're going to see is the federal government and the state governments are going to have such a massive shortfall in taxes because of corporate profits going down, and because how do they pave the roads of America? How do they fix the potholes? How do they build bridges? It's from the taxes that come in from the revenues of the sale of gasoline at the gas pump, and those taxes have been slashed by approximately 75%. Approximately three-quarters of those taxes have been cut off in 4 months' time. And it takes 3 months' that to show up on the ledgers of the federal government and the state government and give it 30 days' time. And we are on the verge of one of the most catastrophic events that the world has ever seen, because OPEC said we have lost $2.5 trillion, and they admitted to it only a few days ago. Now the federal government of the United States of America and the states of our country are going to have to admit to what's happening to their tax shortfall, Dr. Sam.
We'll be back.
America and the
Lindsay Williams right here.
You have to
remember.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 3-spot per day special, or double your spots to 6 spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our No Frills 1360 advertising special, 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576, and tell me you want that No Frills tax deductible beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, I just stand back here, and our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, before we go on, I'd like you to get your website out, your telephone number, so people would know how to get in touch with you.
Well, Dr. Stan, I have just produced within the past 7 days, in fact, one of them I did last weekend, 2 new productions. I felt I had to do it. I have no choice. I didn't want to produce this last one. It's entitled Prophecy, and I need to send you one too, Dr. Stan, so
well,
you can hear it. I'm approaching this from a different standpoint altogether. As a result of what this gentleman told me a few months ago, which you allowed me to break on your show, I have produced a CD entitled Prophecy. It's 1 hour long. It gives, in light of what that gentleman told me, what I believe he was prophetically speaking would happen. Now, I approached it from 2 standpoints. I approach it from the secular world and also from the spiritual side of things. And a second update entitled Emergency Update, 1 hour and 30 minutes long. Both of these new presentations are out. My phone number is 800 321 800-800-2900. You've never had these before. I have just done them within the past week's time. I beg of you to get my package of two DVDs, which you watch on your television, and two CDs, which you can listen on your automobile radio. The number is 800-321-2900. I personally produce these. These are not radio shows that were done with commercials and all of that, folks. I feel such an urgency to get the message out. Now, my operators will not be standing by for about another 2 hours. But please call them then. I beg of you to get this for the sake of your dinner table. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, Dr. Stan, enough for advertisement. Let me go back to the real meat of what's really happening. In the United States of America, because of the price of gasoline going down to from $4 to $5 a gallon to $1.50 to $2 a gallon, we are seeing a massive effect on our economy, which is going to show up in the states in tax shortfalls and other things in within the next 30 days. Folks, I plead with you. This man said to me that within a year to a year and a half, certain things would happen. And again, I refer back to the fact that I lived with the elite for 3 years. This person called me. He knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, told me for the next year and a half, year to year and a half, what the elite had planned. It's happened exactly like they said. Okay, here's just this week. AIG, the largest insurance company in the world, reported the biggest quarterly loss ever reported in U.S. financial history on Monday of this week. They're expecting $60 billion in losses in the past 3 months. The U.S. taxpayer has already bailed them out for $150 billion, and their stock is going to 50 cents a share. Now, let me try to put this in perspective as to what's happening in the United States of America. You say, is this affecting the dollar? It is drastically affecting the American dollar already. I'm going to compare it to the year 1975. In 1975, you could have bought all of the real estate in the United States of America, all of the shopping malls in the United States of America, all of the hotels in the United States, and all of the land in the United States of America for what the government has spent in the past 90 days. Folks, are you getting this? Are you realizing how that the dollar has already, for all practical purposes, collapsed? Now, I don't normally repeat things twice, but you've got to get this. Please let it sink in. In 1975, you could have bought all the real estate, all the shopping malls, all of the hotels, all the land in the United States of America, what the government of the United States of America has spent in the last 90 days. The Dow Jones stock market, the day that the president signed the bailout package, the stock market, Dow Jones, went down 297.80 points that day. That shows that Wall Street is not convinced at all that this bailout package is going to work. Oil that day went down to $33.80 a barrel and closed that day at $34.97. David Walker, former Comptroller General of the United States of America, who handled all of our currency, is now retired. He said, quote, America's unfunded liability is $66 trillion. Now, that includes the national debt, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. $66 trillion is more than the GDP of the entire world, gross domestic product. The world's gross domestic product is only $65 trillion. But yet America's unfunded liability is $66 trillion. How is this affecting our folks? I plead with you. We are facing what this gentleman told me 6 months ago. America will see a financial collapse that is going to be so great that it will take years to come out of it. Let me give you what's happening to Citibank, second largest banking institution in the world. It has already borrowed $40 billion from the Treasury. Its stock is down 90%. Stock is under $2 a share. Citigroup is only worth $13 billion, and yet the Treasury of the United States of America has bailed them out to the tune of $40 billion. Watch this one now. I just got this yesterday. A Saudi Arabian prince has invested hundreds of billions of dollars in Citibank. You know what he's got left? Folks, the whole world is going to be so angry at us because of what we have done and what the elite are doing through us. They are going to turn on us like vipers. Now, I know time is given out. I must give you this one. I plead with you. This is the most important of anything I will say on Dr. Stan's program today. I had a phone call last weekend. Now, Dr. Stan, you know these people. I'm going to give their name because she has been on your program. She lives in Campo, Colorado. Her name is Vita Locke, and you had her on your program here some while back. She called me, and she said, Chaplain Williams, it's unbelievable. She said the stimulus package that Washington is now is out now. She said there is nothing in that stimulus package for the farmers of the United States of America. Folks, did you realize this? I mean, they're bailing out the big bankers. They're bailing out businesses. They're giving everything imaginable away to states and counties. Do you realize that there was positively nothing in that stimulus package? Not one penny for the farmers of the United States of America. I'm going to tell you what condition the farmers, the food supply. 40% of the food supply of the United States of America comes from southeast Colorado and northern Texas. Vita Locke and her husband own a farm that is thousands of acres, and they're part of that group that supplies corn. Right now, the farmer in southeast Colorado is getting $3 a bushel for their corn, and they're ready to plant again, and they say it'll cost them $5.50 to raise that corn next year. They can't plant. She said, Lindsay, we are not going to plant. We can't. We'll lose money if we do. Wheat. The farmer is right now getting $5 a bushel for wheat. They figure it's going to cost them $6 to $7 a bushel to raise it next year. Are you getting the message? Folks, you're talking about your dinner table, the grocery store where you shop, fertilizer. It has become prohibitive in price. The price has gone up so much, the farmers can do nothing. Again, may I remind you, not one single penny was in the stimulus bailout package for the farmers of America. The only people they thought about were the bankers, their cronies, the elite, the power brokers, the stock market people. And, folks, we are headed towards a catastrophe in the next 3 to 6 months. When we come back, Dr. Stan, I'll
go back, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Lindsay Williams.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Stand back here. You go right ahead, Lindsay.
Someone said to me the other day, don't many of the elite live in America? I said, yes. You see, I lived with these people for 3 years. I know many of them. They live in the United States of America. They said, why would they want to destroy their own country? I said, they have everything to gain by it. Watch. When this is all over and the smoke is cleared, they are going to hold and own the banks of America. They're going to own the lending institutions of America. They will own the majority of the real estate of America. Whenever you don't make a payment on your house for 3 months' time, they come in and repossess it. Who gets it? The bank. Who owns the banks now? The Treasury has bailed them out. So they total control the banking institutions of America and will own them before it's over with, because they're going to have to bail out Bank of America. They're going to have to bail out Citigroup at Wells Fargo. It's inevitable within the next few weeks' time. So what do they have to gain by what they're doing? They have everything to gain by what they're doing, because they will own everything from the mom-and-pop businesses to the banking institutions to the real estate of America. They will own it. Literally, they have everything to gain while you and I become slaves. So don't think for a moment's time that they are going to live in a country where they have no control. We will be under a socialistic system when they have completed. Now, many Americans are already in panic mode. Let me try to explain. You know what happens when you want to buy a gun at a gun shop in America? You go down and fill out a form. They check and make sure that you're not a felon. And then they come back and say, okay, you can buy the gun. Listen to these statistics. Since November the 1st of 2008, November, this past November, since November the 1st, gun registrations, the people who fill out those forms, 1,529,000 people filled out those forms to purchase guns. I'm not going to say any more. Folks, America is in panic mode. There is an answer. I plead with you. If you have ever in your life set your spiritual house in order, I beg of you to do it. Many of you know that I have been a minister over 50 years. I was chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. As how, by the providence of God, I was asked to sit in on the board meetings with the elite of the world. I plead with you right now, set that spiritual house in order. Listen to God's word. I am so glad that I'm on this program today, because I can give it. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the only haven today, folks. You positively must set that spiritual house in order, and I plead with you right now, after this radio program, get down on your knees and do this. It's in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10 in the Bible. Look it up for yourself. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If ever there is a time when your household must be on the solid rock of Christ Jesus, it's today. And I plead with you to hear God's word, which I'm sure many of you know this verse from memory. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Set that spiritual house in order. And in my latest presentation that I just produced entitled Prophecy, I go into depth as to what you can do spiritually. I talk about what's happening in the world. And all of these things, Dr. Stan, it is such a privilege to be on your program today. I beg of you, folks, listen every day to what Dr. Stan is saying. I plead with you to get his newsletter. Things are happening so rapidly that literally I have decided that I'm probably going to have to produce a new CD or DVD every week just to be able to keep up with it. Dr. Stan, everything that individual told me back the middle of June of 08, we are seeing it literally unfold before our eyes, and I say again, thank you for allowing me to be on your show today to be able to tell people the very latest of how they are fulfilling the plan that the elite have orchestrated and planned and knew exactly what they were doing. Everything you've said on your program is true. These people knew in advance what they were doing, what is happening financially in America and the world, every bit of it, planned and orchestrated by the elite, exactly as you've heard Dr. Stan say on his program over the years. Dr. Stan?
I think that that is what's so hard for people to believe, that this whole thing has been planned. They know what they're doing. And everything the government is doing, of course, is designed to give you the impression they're trying to stop it, whereas they're really not. And they lend these big banks money, and what do? They just refuse to lend it out. So what's the solution? Why, we'll give them more money. And we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place, where you take money from the poor people in a rich country to give it to the fabulously rich people in a rich country. And these people, unfortunately, behind them are powerful spiritual forces. People do not understand that we're involved truly in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And it would appear that the leaders of Christian civilization are intent upon destroying it. If there's any hope, it's going to be for the average individual to understand and to join together and just not allow them to get away with what they're doing. But the biggest thing is understanding education. Lindsay's material is excellent. Remember, they told him exactly what was going to happen in June of last year. And it's all come to pass. And I talked to him in July, and he started talking about it on my program. It's been an exciting time, Lindsay. Thank you so much for being with us, and I think we're going to be on one of our other programs, probably tomorrow.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And again, please call that number for the sake of your dinner table, 800-321-2900, for the latest two presentations. I just finished making this past week, and folks, believe everything you're hearing on Dr. Stan's program. He is trying his best to tell you the truth.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Lindsay. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I hope that you'll heed what you're hearing. Understand this is all manipulated. They intend to destroy this nation and to destroy the value of our currency, to bring the whole world financial system down. They're doing a great job from their point of view. Be back in just a moment here to wrap up this morning's program.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Not just Eros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Eros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I do stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. You need to understand what's going on. Certainly, we have a new book called The Money Creators, written back in 1935. But, of course, it goes into the background of how they did exactly the same thing at that time, and the Federal Reserve, working in concert with the major banks, destroyed our economy for a time, and then, of course, used that as a vehicle for getting us into World War II. I fear that World War III is in the offing. We have been transferring nuclear technology intentionally and maliciously to Pakistan, beginning to arm the Muslim world with nuclear weapons in preparation for the coming war. How can you find out if that's really true? Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, read my January 2008 newsletter, January 2008, called State Secrets. Copy that newsletter, get it out far and wide. It's a civil Edmund story, totally suppressed in the United States, readily available on the Internet, readily available all throughout the world, but we can't let the American people know. Well, they don't want the American people to know, and you've got to help us get it out, and you've got to convince the American people that media is controlled, and you've got to convince the American people they've been brainwashed, and they're going to have to get involved now and stand up and be counted, or they will be counted out. If you'd like to get my talk on the financial tsunami, I gave it about 3 years ago, but we talked about everything that's coming down, and of course it'll bring you, there's a syllabus with that, explains how the Federal Reserve works, how the banking system works, and then of course you need to get my my November-December 2008 newsletters. They're up on the Internet, or if you buy anything from us and request them, we'll send them to you. The January 2009 newsletter will be going out this weekend. Hopefully we'll have it posted by next week. Very important information. Information you're not going to get to regular channels, because most people think, oh my goodness, this just happened by accident. It did not, as you learned this morning from Lindsay. And of course, we can point out example after example how they've intentionally created the problem. But let me just, one issue should be enough to convince you of the fact that Henry Paulson gave, you know, $350 billion to the banks with the proviso that they lend it out, but he forgot to tell them that they were supposed to lend it out. He just forgot to tell them, and they cut back on their lending. Why, when you had all this money, would you cut back on your lending? Because they want to create the crisis. But they can't let you know that, and as people lose their jobs and their homes and their families and their automobiles and their hope and their savings and their pensions, you know, if they really understood that this is all engineered, they might become angry. And we wouldn't want that to happen, would we? Well, it's about time the American people woke up to the fact there is the invisible government. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that's Brotherhood of Darkness. Remember our number, it's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Please go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can read our newsletters there for nothing. You can watch our DVDs for nothing. You can listen to our radio programs, which are archives, and the live programs and blogs and MP3s. And we do this for nothing. We do hope you can help us if you can. Our number, 1-800-5-448-927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then if you need a long-term food storage, we do have a working arrangement with Ready Reserve Food. If you just give us a call, we'll be glad to send you a catalog. Make your preparations. We're moving into a period of crisis and chaos. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our position, protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.